Have you ever found yourself justifying a bad habit by saying, "It's not that big of a deal"? Swearing in moments of frustration, for example, is one of those habits we might try to dismiss as harmless. But Padre Pio thought differently. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. I'd like to take a heartfelt moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your unwavering financial help and support. Your generosity makes these videos possible for everyone, and we are deeply grateful. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly for your kindness and dedication. For those of you who are not yet members, we invite you to join us today and experience the many benefits that come with being a protected child of Padre Pio. As a member, you'll enjoy special spiritual and material benefits, including regular masses celebrated specifically for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV beautifully expressed the value of this. The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death. Additionally, you'll be joining a community of people praying for each other. Knowing people are praying for you will bring comfort, hope, and strength to face life's challenges for you and your loved ones. Joining is simple. Just click the link in the description below to find out more and become a part of this blessed community under the protection of Padre Pio. And now let's move on to our story. Today's story is sourced from the Capuchin Friars of Sao Paulo website and offers a powerful lesson on the immorality of swearing. Using impolite or vulgar language to express yourself casually or in moments of frustration. It's a habit many dismiss as harmless, but as we'll see through the example of Padre Pio, the Church challenges us to take our words seriously. Listen to this. A bricklayer from Padua once confessed to Padre Pio that he had left the church 4 years earlier because of his habit of swearing. Hearing this, Padre Pio asked the man, "How many times in those 4 years has he sworn?" The bricklayer was stunned. "What a question, Father," he replied. "I didn't count." To his surprise, Padre Pio firmly responded, "Go away. Don't waste my time." The man left, angry and disappointed. But this encounter planted a seed. Sometime later, while working in Padua, the bricklayer accidentally hit his finger with a hammer. Out of habit, he began to swear, but stopped himself midway, remembering Padre Pio's sharp rebuke. He was afraid of facing that same question in confession again. This story reveals not only Padre Pio's intolerance for swearing, but also his ability to awaken consciousness to the gravity of sin. Now, St. John Vianney also didn't mince words when speaking about this vice. He said, "The mouth of a person who swears and speaks impurely is nothing but a gateway and reservoir through which hell pours its filth upon the earth." Furthermore, King David, in Psalm 141, prays for God to guide his speech, saying, "Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, keep the door of my lips." He recognizes the power of words and their potential to lead one astray and damage our relationship with God. Even the Catechism of St. Pius X reminds us of the gravity of impure words. It teaches, "What does the sixth commandment, 'Thou shalt not commit adultery,' forbid? The sixth commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery, forbids every act, every look, and every word contrary to chastity. It also forbids infidelity in marriage. Swearing, vulgarity, and blasphemy are clearly not compatible with holiness. Padre Pio himself grew up in a household that rejected foul language entirely. In fact, little Francesco was known to run away from anyone who was swearing or cursing. His mother, known for her deep faith, forbade her children from associating with others who swore. If she ever overheard someone swearing, she would immediately repair it by saying, "Blessed be God." It's a habit she instilled in all her children, including Padre Pio. Now, I'd like to pause here for a moment to highlight how this example is especially important for parents today. With children now exposed to more swearing and vulgarity than ever, whether through social media, peer groups, or movies, teaching them the dangers of words is crucial. The habits we form in our youth can last a lifetime, just as Padre Pio's mother's guidance shaped him into the saint we know today. Furthermore, St. Paul's teachings echo this principle. In a letter to the Ephesians, he writes, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." In light of all this, it's clear that swearing is not a harmless habit. As Padre Pio's own example shows, it's a sin that distances us from God and those around us. Instead of letting our speech be a gateway for hell's filth, let's ask God to guard our mouths and guide our words, so they may be used to glorify Him. So the next time you are tempted to swear, remember Padre Pio and maybe follow his mother's advice. Replace those words with a heartfelt, "Blessed be God." May Our Lady and Padre Pio guide us to purify not just our hearts, but our tongues as well. Amen. Thank you for watching and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.